For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. About 97% of Kentuckians have access to clean water, but the infrastructure that makes that possible is aging. The American Society of Civil Engineers reports the Commonwealth needs about $15 billion to upgrade its drinking and wastewater infrastructure. In part one of a two-part series, Becca Schimmel takes a look at how flooding impacts homes and the water we all rely on.
The screen door of a now vacant house swings open on a windy but sunny day on Windcrest Drive in Davis County. The large front window of a place one couple called home for 50 years is gone. Inside sits a single chair and some forgotten decorations on the wall. This house is in the middle of an area prone to repetitive flooding. Davis County Emergency Management Director Andy Ball has another name for it.
This is what we like to refer to, us and the county engineer, as the cereal bowl of the neighborhood. This is where all water, once it starts slowing down and backs up, this is where it all kind of flows out of the creek. This is the worst area down here.
Many of the homes on Windcrest Drive have been inundated with water for years because of heavy rain. Ball secured a Federal Emergency Management Agency mitigation grant for the area. The homes included in the project will be leveled, and FEMA guidelines say no structures can ever be built on that land again. Federal funding made the Windcrest Drive project possible, but the funding path for Kentucky's drinking and wastewater systems is less clear. In 2018, the American Water Infrastructure Act became law. One section of the law authorized $4.4 billion in grants for the nation's drinking water needs. Those grants are given out over the course of 3 years, but according to the American Society of Civil Engineers report card, Kentucky alone needs $15 billion of investment for its aging drinking and wastewater systems. However, age isn't the only thing having an effect on water infrastructure. Extreme weather events are also taking a toll.
Heavy rain events in eastern Kentucky can lead to flash flooding and very short-term flooding. But as you head down toward the central part of the state, and even especially the western end of the state, flooding can linger for very long periods of time.
That's Mary Lamb, the surface hydrologist for the National Weather Forecast Office in Paducah. She says Kentucky is a water-rich state, and we have to be responsible with that resource.
Water means everything to this state. It's a matter of managing what we've got and what we can expect. And there are things that are out of control, but there are things that, you know, we can mediate.
Carrie Johnson agrees with that sentiment. The assistant director for the Kentucky Division of Water says the increase in heavier rain events is putting stress on Kentucky's water infrastructure.
The biggest disaster that you may have from a flooding event may not be from the actual flood itself, but from the impacts to the infrastructure after the flood water recedes.
Johnson says the state's wastewater systems can contribute contaminants to the water when it floods. He says that's especially a risk for septic systems because they aren't managed in the same central way that a sewer system is. Johnson adds that while the vast majority of Kentuckians are connected to systems that deliver reliable drinking water, it's a different picture for wastewater. Many Kentuckians rely on aging septic systems that are costly to repair or replace.
So we're really at the precipice of a dire need to start addressing not only the drinking, but also the wastewater systems that we do have throughout the Commonwealth and the nation because they are aging out.
Johnson says there isn't a water system in the state that doesn't have some kind of need for improvement.
And it certainly is a piece of infrastructure. Septic systems are infrastructure. And I don't know that, you know, that's been communicated very clearly to folks over the years.
In part two of this series, we'll look at how local water districts in our region are struggling to attract and retain the next generation of water operators. You can hear that story at this time tomorrow. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.